Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.
Let me go to Bernadette. Bernadette, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Bernadette?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Not a good couple of weeks for yourself. Your son was involved in a very unfortunate incident. What happened to him, Bernadette?
Well, he went out, it was the 21st of December, he went out and just had a casual drink with his friends.
Okay, it was a Saturday night, I know that, because because it's my birthday on the 21st of September, so I know that.
Yeah.
And he went out for a couple of drinks, yeah?
Yeah, he went out for a couple of drinks with his friends and at the end of the night, and he was attacked with unprovoked attack. Like, he was on his phone, he was looking around for his friends, and a group got out of the car and came over and just listened to him. He came home at 2:30 and he's played with us in an off state. We're calling him a faggot, gay that, and
oh my.
Utterly gave him a horrendous beating.
Oh, I'm so sorry to that. Was he very badly injured?
He was in hospital 3 times. The stitches breaking. They said they must have hit him with something because his lip was split straight through.
Right.
And she got stitches inside and out, and you had to get a procedure done. So it's 19 hours waiting alone in the hospital to be looked at.
And they did this because he's gay. It was just purely motivated because of the fact that he was gay.
Oh, yeah.
And was he with his boyfriend? Not that it matters, by the way, but was he with his boyfriend or something at the time? Or
No, he was actually outside the place in Limerick looking for his friend.
So it was people who knew him, obviously, then?
I don't think they knew him, to be honest. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but...
Okay, I know you have your own suspicions as to who did it, and unfortunately we can't allow you to name them on the air, but as much as you'd love to, and I'd love to let you do it as well, by the way, but unfortunately we can't. And has he been bullied before by these individuals?
No, never, he's actually such a quiet young fella, he'd do anything, he'd half the goals, he'd never provoke an argument or anything like that, he just likes to join a few drinks with his friends, and for this happening, he won't go outside the door no more, he hasn't been out in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's awful.
His anxiety and everything, which is just...
And, you know, you'd imagine, as a modern society, we thought we had moved away from that. That was the kind of stuff that happened back in the 70s, where young gay men were beaten up in the streets just for being gay. You'd think we'd pass by that point, but there seems there's still some people out there who can't accept it.
It's just horrible to look at him, and every day, the more I look at him, every day my heart breaks. It just constantly breaks for him. Because he's such a lovely young man.
And you're kind of worried because he's your son, he's going to have a lifetime of this kind of carry on and this kind of homophobia, as they call it. You're kind of worried that this is...
I'm worried about that because it's always your fear as a mother anyway with your kids going out, and so you always panic. It's always your biggest fear of something happening and your kids going out.
And you shouldn't have to have added fear just because he happens to be gay.
Yeah, and just for that to actually come to your door, it's very hard to explain. It's very hard to explain as a mother, and I could just imagine what he's going through.
And obviously the police are involved.
Yeah.
And have they questioned anybody or have they...
Not at the moment, because he only got the courage to do it recently. So it's ongoing investigation at the minute. So.
Well, I hope the individuals responsible are taken to task for it, because there's absolutely no rhyme or reason for any unprovoked attack on anybody or even provoked, for that matter.
I really hope that they do get, because what they've done to my son, they really deserve jail time.
Mm. Yeah, well, absolutely, and he deserves justice as well.
Exactly,
and particularly under the circumstances that it was, just for the fact that he happened to be gay, and you know that, of course, because they called him names.
Calling him the names, and his head was full of lumps. His lip, even the swelling of his lips, was just, it was so upsetting to see, you know. And now that he's in home, he won't do anything. It's very hard to see. It's just horrible. It's a very hard situation for anyone to be put in.
And what makes it worse now, as you said yourself, he's kind of terrified now to leave the house.
Yeah, he's just sitting in the house. He's kind of in the room all the time and trying to get a conversation out of him. It's heartbreaking.
I know, because this kind of thing can have huge mental health. Yeah, going to have a huge mental health problem for him now, you know, because obviously he has this fear that it might happen again to him.
Yeah, and it's not just that. Like, these people need to be caught for it, because they could kill someone else.
Absolutely.
Just these random attacks, and it's just disgusting.
And they could, I mean, this is the point. They could have killed him.
They actually knocked him unconscious, like.
Yep. They obviously didn't care. You know, they could have killed him, and, you know, we could have been having a very different conversation today. Thankfully, we're not, Bernadette, but we could be having a very different conversation. And I know, yeah. I know Helena was saying that she has a picture there. You sent us in a picture of the damage that was done to him, and it was absolutely awful. It looks horrendous. He was really badly beaten. Yeah,
it's hard. It's heartbreaking. It's like my heart is broke. Myself and his dad, our heart is all family and stuff. Because he's such a nice young fella. Enjoy. It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, he's just a quiet kid, just minding his own business, just going out to have a couple of drinks with his friends.
That's it. Yeah.
And he comes home practically nearly killed.
Yeah. I never forget that. That image will be in my head for the rest of my life. Like,
I'm so sorry to hear that. And look, I wish your son a speedy recovery, and I hope he gets the courage to go back out again. And I really, really hope the individuals responsible for this, you know, spend a long time behind bars and learn a good lesson where they can have a good think about what they've actually done.
My sister too. I really hope that he does get justice.
Yeah, okay. But Bernadette, I wish you well, and I wish your son well as well, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much, Nigel.
All right, what a disgusting act. Absolutely disgusting. I mean, I know people have their opinions and everything else between of sexual orientation and all sorts of things, but, I mean, attacking a young man, an unprovoked attack, is absolutely disgraceful. There is absolutely no rhyme or reason to something like that. A young man going about his business just on a night out with his friends and gets beaten to near death. Just because some people don't like what he does in his own private life. That doesn't even make any sense. I mean, that was like something that used to happen back in Ireland back in the 1970s. That's disgusting. And the individual's responsible. I don't know if you're listening or if your parents are listening. You probably learned it from your parents. They're probably scumbags anyway. But if you are, you ought to be ashamed. Just hang your head in shame. Just hang your head in shame.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.